Content warning. The following story contains discussions of suicide. If you or someone you know is struggling, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14. New research reveals separated men are nearly 5 times more likely to die by suicide than married men. The reasons underpinning the relationship between intimate partnership breakdowns and men's suicide risk is currently not well understood, and this global study aims to address this knowledge gap amongst men. The Wire's Tony Pankaluik spoke to Michael Wilson, research fellow and PhD candidate in men's mental health at the University of Melbourne, to find out more.
So this study was what we call a systematic review and meta-analysis. So we brought together findings from 75 individual published studies from around the world. So there were around 30 countries represented. And in total, the numbers of men that were reflected in the studies that we brought together was around 106 million men. So it's the biggest cohort of men, I guess, ever studied on this issue. And so in bringing together all of these findings, what we really found across the board was that relationship breakdown is a really key risk factor for suicidal thoughts and behaviours in men, particularly young separated men who we found were up to 9 times more likely to die by suicide relative to their married peers of the same age. So a really important risk factor that just hasn't had enough attention in research thus far.
And why do you think that is?
It is something that we've known for some time, that relationship problems in general are a leading psychosocial risk factor for suicide. But I guess what we've lacked is an understanding of which men are most at risk and what factors actually play a role. What we found in answer to those questions is a range of different factors. Firstly, the role of time, where men who are navigating really acute separation seem to be at much higher risk than those who are divorced, for example, where divorce may signal, I guess, the conclusion of a potentially lengthy process of relationship breakdown. We also found that the significant emotional upheaval of relationship breakdown and difficulties with emotions like shame can particularly play a role, which I think highlights the really common sense of self-worth and identity that men can derive from their relationships and the extent to which shame might arise when they break down. And the third main factor that we found evidence for was a role of social disconnection and loneliness and the role that that might play in differentiating men's risk post-breakup, recognizing that often, you know, men are socialized to derive a core sense of support and emotional and social support from their partner, often at the expense of connection outside of their intimate relationship. So they can create a pretty risky picture if the relationship breaks down and some men feel that they are left with no one to turn to. So it really highlights the importance of peer support post-breakup.
Michael, are there any misconceptions in society about the challenges young men, separated men face that are out there?
So yeah, the biggest one would be that one relationship breakdown doesn't affect young men. I think there's often this stereotype that young men are somehow emotionally immune from relationship breakdown and they can just get back out there and get on the horse as quickly as possible and that's the solution. And we know that that stereotype still exists because most of the young men I've spoken to in my research have said that the main advice or the main support that people try and provide post-breakup is to just download Tinder as quickly as possible and just get back out there to repartner as quick as you can. Because I think we as a society often have difficulty really sitting with some men's emotional distress and really knowing how to hold that and how to respond to it in an adaptive, validating way. I think just highlight some of the cultural factors at play here and just the importance of not just quantity and availability of support for young men post-breakup, but particularly quality support that actually doesn't try and get them to stop feeling what they're feeling, but just helps them to feel it and creates a space for that as best as possible.
In the study, where do Australian men stand compared to the rest of the other countries when it comes to men's mental health? We spoke a little bit earlier just about like cultural aspects. Is that sort of uniform across all cultures around the world that you've studied, or is there a bit of differences in the challenges they face?
So what was really interesting is we were able to look at whether the association between indicators of relationship breakdown and suicide, whether that association differs as a function of culture, I guess indicated by the country where the individual studies that I reviewed were conducted. And so what we found is that it seems divorced men, for example, in Asian cultures are at higher risk of suicide than their married peers relative to divorced men in Western cultures, so places like Australia, the UK, the US. And I think what that potentially highlights, again, there's, you know, a lot going into this, but it may indicate the extent to which marriage and relationships are really the foundation of collectivist cultures, which is the case in many Asian countries, relative to more individualist cultures like the West, where, you know, obviously marriage still plays a big role in our society and does integrate us with community and things like that. But I think maybe slightly less so in an individualist society like Australia. So some interesting cultural factors at play here as well.
Going into the future, what do you think should be like the best preventative strategies we could implement in society to minimize and avoid these problems from arising? What should society or governments be doing in general to try tackling the issue?
So there's a range of different solutions that are possible here. With an issue as big as this, there's countless angles we can come at it from. You know, we talk about universal initiatives in suicide prevention, which are things that target the whole population, regardless of different subgroups that might be at risk. And so what that could look like is education programs for young men on not only how to form and maintain healthy, equitable relationships, but also how to navigate the breakdown of those relationships as just an inevitable reality of life. How to navigate that with mental health promotion in mind, how to regulate those difficult emotions and kind of what to expect. Because it seems from a lot of the young guys I've spoken to that there's this real sense that the emotional pain of a breakup is really, particularly if it's their first serious relationship, it really comes out of the blue and it's something that just totally sends them sideways. So I think there's a real opportunity for education and kind of skill development there. There's also opportunities around embedding screening for suicide risk and triaging to different support services in relationship counseling services, for example. So couples navigating separation, be that mediation or otherwise, there could be screening for suicidality in those services, which I think sometimes does take place in Australia. And also there's opportunities potentially for mental health practitioners, because we know that breakups can be a common trigger for not only suicide risk, but also help seeking in men. So men reaching out to a psychologist or counsellor or otherwise. So I think it's really important for any mental health practitioners listening to, you know, upskill yourself as best you can around what engaging mental health care for men looks like, what male-friendly therapy looks like. And I know Movember have some great resources and training for mental health practitioners there. So yes, there's a range of different opportunities, but anything I think can be a step in the right direction here.
Research fellow and PhD candidate at the University of Melbourne, Michael Wilson there, speaking to The Wire's Tony Pankaluik.